My name's Trent.
And my name is Mark.
And this is
Geek Off the Street.
This week on a sake-fueled episode.
Big time. We're talking about the fantastic series that just recently ended, just a couple hours ago, hours ago as of this moment.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan, the finale.
Finale of it.
AOT, as people call it, I think, sometimes.
Right. And I would say the Japanese name right now, but...
Oh, what is it in Japanese? I don't even know.
Shingeki.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Anyway, yeah. For all our American listeners out there, though, Attack on Titan, it's a massively successful show.
Just
finally concluded after like years of being in, of being serialized.
I know what's going on there. Yeah. But yeah, we talk about how fantastic the series starts off at. The first two, even season four, how great the series is.
Overall. But we also talk about how the finale was a little bit of
a little bit lackluster. It was not on the same level as the rest of the series, I think.
Yeah, overall. A lot of convoluted storylines and things that weren't quite wrapped up well.
Right. But we also talk about, is it worth it? Is it worth it, even with a series finale that may not be so great, is it still worth it watching this entire series?
Yes. And most of all, if you have not seen the entire series, this is a very spoiler filled episode.
Yeah.
And maybe don't go past this point
until
you've seen the show, if you want to experience the magic that is Attack on Titan.
Right. So clearly you can kind of tell the rest of the series is fantastic. So it's worth the watch.
Exactly. But as we get into that and so much more on this amazing episode of
Geek Off the Street. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
I forgot to say hi to Greg. Oh. After you did the shout out to Greg. Greg, forgive us.
Sorry, Greg. You got me.
This is Geek Off the Street, your go-to channel for all things from obscure geekdom to modern-day pop culture and everything else in between.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, hello.
We are back.
Yeah, we are.
We are excited to be back.
Yes, normally we are excited to be back.
That's true.
Let's say that.
We're extra excited this week because of what we're talking about.
Yes.
But my name's Trent.
And my name is Mark.
And this is
Geek Off the Street.
We're talking about geek culture, pop culture, and whatever else we want.
Deal with it.
This week is no exception.
Amen.
Because we are talking about the long-running, ultra-famous, groundbreaking.
It is, I would agree.
Yeah, genre-defining.
Yes, yes.
World-changing.
Yes, hit me with another one.
No, now you have a crush on me.
But Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan, yeah. We're talking about Attack on Titan, AOT, one of the most famous, I think, animes of our time.
Big time.
Of our generation, I think.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
And I've been watching anime for a very long time since I was a kid. I mean, like going back to like technically, like going back to like the late 70s.
Okay, yeah.
I've been watching anime, and this is by far like one of, in my opinion, it is very good. It's one of the best ones.
One of the best ones. It's definitely, for the generation, probably one of the best things to come out.
As far as like storytelling and like the mystery and all that. We'll get into
it. We'll get into all that stuff.
Very good.
But before we get into that, the finale just came out today. Like hours ago.
A couple hours ago, right? Yeah. So we're bringing this to you fresh.
We are on top of it, man. We usually are. Sometimes.
As we usually are sometimes.
Yeah.
Except when we're not.
Except when we're not. But before we get too into the details of that, how are we doing this week and what are we drinking?
Yes. The what are we drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the what are we drinking.
So we actually chose to, we didn't mix a drink this week.
Right.
But we got a very on-topic drink.
Yes.
Yeah. Out in Tokyo Central, I happened to run into these bottles of sake that are Attack on Titan themed. They came in these pretty cool boxes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Look at that. Track those down.
See that.
These are...
this is my camera.
It's all good.
I was like,
it's
what is face down here? Is this not set up right? That's your camera. They have these cool designs. This is the Levi one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Dina one, I think, or the Pure Titan one.
Yeah.
The Smiling Titan one.
Yeah. Dr. Jaeger's first
wife. Yeah. Tragic. Tragic.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. But so we got some sake that's on brand. Unpaid endorsement, unfortunately. But yeah, this is the series of sake is called Beyond the Wall, and there's four different flavors. I can only afford two. But yeah. And yeah, that's what we're drinking today. So, kanpai.
Very good. Kanpai.
And it's not that I'm because I'm Japanese. Sake is just good, man.
It is. It is.
It's a good, yeah.
I've never been much of like just straight sipping sake, except when I, you know, eating sushi or something along those lines. But I've gotten to, I've got a taste for it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the first time we had some on the show, we were drinking the
Saiku.
Yeah.
And that's great stuff, too.
Very good. Very good. And this is very good as well, I think.
Yeah.
I think we both like the Dina one.
The Dina
better.
One, yeah, for sure.
This one is still good.
But the Levi one's also good.
Levi's also good.
I chose the Levi one because Levi is a badass.
Right, he doesn't like Levi.
Yeah, not necessarily my favorite character, but one of the most stalwart, probably.
Right.
And relentless characters in the series.
But we'll get into him.
Yeah, as we will with everyone else. We going again? Just right off the bat?
Yeah, right off the bat. Let's go again. Clearly I've got Kanpai.
You know, second time around, the Levi one's pretty good.
I was just about to say, I'm thinking, now I like this one more.
Weird.
What the hell
is going on here? Yeah.
Well, full disclosure, we had one or two before.
Yeah, for the short that we had to do.
Yes, full disclosure.
So, yeah, that's what happened. But
that's interesting. Yeah, that one really turned around on me.
Yeah, the second, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I let it breathe a little bit. I don't know. Is that how sake is? I don't
know. I've heard people say that.
Yeah, maybe.
Why not?
Yeah.
But as far as the week, week's gone good. I know I kind of mentioned it on our Shaun of the Dead episode that same day that I was going to be going with my friends to California Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
To the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
right.
Essentially what that is at Disneyland, there's Disneyland, there's California Adventure. They close off California Adventure at a certain point in time. Mm-hmm. You have to have like a wristband or whatever so you can stay for the Halloween festival or whatever.
Oh,
and it's very cool. They got like a parade. You know, everything's all Halloween decorated, obviously. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of trick-or-treating stations throughout.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's actually kind of cool because with some of them, I take that back. I think with all of them, they have something going on there. Mm. Like a character will be saying something, doing something. You can interact with them. They had a character from Coco at one of them.
Oh,
probably one of the best ones is the character from Toy Story, the first movie. The bratty kid that destroyed all of his toys. Sid, yes. They have an actor that's up on stage playing Sid. And as you're going through the line getting your trick-or-treat candy, you walk past him on the stage, and he's, like, saying comments to you as you go by. It's hilarious. Like, he's saying, what are you supposed to be? What do you look like? You look dumb. And then some people will heckle him back. And then he hits them back like even more. It's funny.
That's great.
And I figure like it never gets too serious or whatever, but it's still funny. He said something like, "Well, your mom does this," and I was like, "What, Sid?" But it's hilarious though.
Yeah,
I mean, to watch him do it is great. So that's all throughout the park. That's later on in the evening, and they got a great parade and all that kind of stuff. They got a headless horseman that comes through.
That's awesome.
That's awesome because they have a headless horseman statue they have set up.
Oh right,
but
right.
But they actually in the parade, they actually have a headless horseman will come through, and the parade is great. The song is the songs that they're doing are great. Mm. They kind of incorporate all their Disney stuff in there, and it's a good time. It's very fun. I went with my friends. We had a very good time. Very good.
Nice.
Very good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
My friend and old boss, Evan, was in town a couple of days ago to do the
From movie. Amazon?
Yeah. From Amazon in Washington.
Yes.
And he came down here to go to Oogie Boogie Bash.
Did he?
Didn't tell me about it. And just showed up and was here. Hiked Mount Rubidoux.
That's right across the street from us.
Yeah. and then went home. And I was like, dude. The hell, man! You know I live in this town, right? I was probably recording the podcast right while you were hiking.
Wow, that is
and
so
he's
nuts.
Like, oh yeah, I was only in for a couple of days with my girlfriend. Sorry, and I was like,
yeah, it would have taken you no amount of time to just turn left.
Yeah,
and I would have been right there.
You could have called us from the mountaintop.
Yeah,
hey,
and
man,
we would have waved. We would have met you up there.
Yeah.
We just halfway, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
So I was like, ah, you know what, man. forget you. No, I didn't say that, but yeah.
That's funny. So he was down for the Oogie Boogie Bash, yeah. So I could have seen him there. Oh, he was there, so I probably did see him.
Yeah, it could have been the same day, yeah. I'm not sure.
It's only the one day.
Oh, then yeah, so he was probably there for that same day.
This guy,
yeah.
This guy.
Come on, Evan.
Be better. Evan, yeah, do be better. That's all we ask, man. Yeah. Evan, you know we love you over here, yeah. But get your act together. Yeah. Oh, you know who else I saw by amazing coincidence at Oogie Boogie Bash? Our good friend Gus.
Oh, Gus.
Yeah.
My arch nemesis.
As it goes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I happened to be in line, you know, getting whatever, and I was about to leave, and I saw this guy. Gus is he has a very unique look, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
But he looks like Gus. So when I saw him, I was like, huh? And I kind of did one of those dip back in the shot, like in Hot Fuzz. I was like, what? And sure enough, it was Gus. So yeah, good times. It was very cool.
Nice.
It was very cool.
Cool, man. Cool.
Yeah. That's about it, though. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I did not go to the Japanese festival.
You didn't go?
I was on my way out there. Uh-huh. My parents had beat me to it, and then they called me and told me that it was canceled because of the wind.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a bummer.
That makes sense. So everybody, just so you know, you probably can't tell, and we are such utter professionals.
Yeah.
But the wind did a number on the studio here.
Yeah, yeah.
The wind did... It knocked over stuff. We thought stuff might have been broken.
It battered. It battered this room, our studio.
Right,
and we operate in a 3-story studio.
Yeah.
And our specific studio is on the third floor.
On the third floor.
So we get hit very top. The hardest. Yeah.
Yeah.
With
that
wind. So, yeah.
And then I got the pictures. I sent the pictures to Trent. And I was like, this is what we're dealing with. But fortunately, everything is okay. Nothing was really damaged.
There are some things that on this shelf that went over that should have been damaged, I feel like. And by some act of God or somebody.
I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was the Psyduck here. Can you guys see the Psyduck?
Yeah.
If you're listening, you got to watch the YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
It was literally like the shelf fell over, and the Psyduck, I think, was like sitting right here. Like
on the table?
Yeah. Like just, he refused to fall kind of thing. And I was like, wow.
Resolve.
But, yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
Why Psyduck's buff, man.
All those muscles.
Yeah.
All the muscles.
Yeah.
But so,
yeah, exactly.
That's too bad. That
it's a bummer. But we took my sister to another ramen shop. It was cool. Right. Yeah, we had a good time. It was still fun. Family time hanging
definitely.
Yeah. She had gone back to Texas now. Mm-hmm. So, Danielle, miss you.
Danielle.
Glad you're here for a little while.
Yes.
Thanks
for coming out. Next time we'll have you on the show.
Maybe.
If you want to be on the show.
Yeah.
She's like, no. Thank you.
At one point in time, she had listened to our podcast a lot. I'm not sure she still was at the time she came down, but. But she, we were on her rotation for a long time.
Nice.
So,
let's put some peer pressure on her.
Yeah, listen to some more. He probably was just like, I don't know what they're talking about or what this topic is. Yeah, but...
I've had people say that too. But the cool thing is I think they still enjoy the show, which is cool.
Yeah,
That's always cool to hear.
Great example is Kenji, who has our... Oh, we don't have our goth classes today, but he got me his goth classes. My cousin up in Washington.
Right.
He... thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
His wife, not a nerd at all, but super nice, wonderful young lady.
Yeah.
She listens to our podcast as well.
Nice.
Usually has no idea what we're talking about, but she says we're funny.
Oh,
she says we're funny,
stop.
So it's worth listening to. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, you crazy.
Wait, so you're saying I should have my own Netflix stand-up comedy special? Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you're saying?
But she says we're funny and we seem to know what we're talking about, and she just likes to listen to us talk. So that's a good indication of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
seems to know what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, she didn't say that. I think I just said that, but like, she just doesn't know what we're talking about. She doesn't never
know. We know what we're talking about, all right?
Yeah,
we know.
If it seems that way, it is that way.
It's for a reason.
Yeah, in my own opinion.
I think I've had too much sake.
Let me join you. I think Levi one's pretty good, man.
That's good. It's solid.
Yeah. Maybe you had to let it breathe a little bit or something. I don't know. It's wine, right?
Rice, wine. Yeah, maybe you had to get the taste buds activated of thing, maybe?
The tannins? Are there tannins in
Tannins are things. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it plays into sake, but...
Probably not at
I've
all.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Or it does. Who knows?
Or it does.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get into this show, man. There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
This is Attack on Titan, as we were saying before. This is the finale. It is over. It ended one of the most prolific animes ever to come out. especially in the modern times.
Right.
And it has finally ended as of today, November 4th.
Fifth.
Today's fifth?
Today's the fifth, I think.
It's the fourth.
Okay, I don't know. It is the fourth.
Yeah.
But the and the reason why we're bringing up so much that it has finally ended is because there is the ending has been a long time coming.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have not been watching Attack on Titan, first of all, I would say you should probably watch this.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's not for kids.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of those things where you would probably want to gauge it. You know your kids.
Yeah.
You know what they can and cannot handle. The show, there's no sex. There's nothing crazy like that. But it does deal with some very unsettling situations.
Yeah. Right.
So that may not be for kids.
Incredibly, like, first, violent.
Yeah.
Visually violent and gory.
Yeah.
And then just the like situations, like what's actually going on, what's happening to people.
There's some bad deaths that take place.
And it's
kind of
like it puts you in a weird mindset, like, man, that's horrifying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like it's a slasher film where someone jumps out of nowhere and hits you with a machete kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It deals with people, you know, in their last moments and they're filled with fear and dread.
About to be eaten alive.
Right.
Literally.
About to be eaten. And that deals with one of the primordial human fears.
Your base
that's instinctive is the fear of being eaten. Which is what makes this show so great because it taps into that.
Right, which is something I don't really see too often, I feel like.
You don't.
And
this is as
fantastical as the world is,
right,
that's a very base emotion and base experience.
Right.
Just the fear of being eaten alive.
Right.
And in that way is just by these monsters that just have no feelings and have no no drive.
And you are completely overpowered.
Yeah. Helpless. Yeah. So it's terrifying in a lot of ways. Mm. And it took me a long time to get through the series because of that. Like, I had to take a break sometimes.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
As of, for those of you guys don't know, I had to watch half of season 2, 3, and 4 within like the last 3 weeks, give or take. So I spent a lot of time watching Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Loved most of it.
Right.
Yeah. Damn near all of it.
Yeah.
Again, I'll continue to say it's one of the best things we've gotten.
Right. I'm not
well versed in anime. I've been getting back into it, but as far as I can see, this is like one of the things that's gotten me excited about anime again after just binge watching this entire thing. It's so good. So we can get into that. But most thing about the finale, I'll probably dip into some of the other stuff because I watched so much of it. Very recently. But yeah, we'll get into a lot of it. But for those of you who don't know, Attack on Titan is basically about a civilization that has been pushed to the brink of the rest of humanity is behind these walls, right?
Yeah. As far as like when the story starts off, essentially, we see a group of people, humanity, that is basically hiding behind walls, tall, strong walls.
Mm.
And we're led to believe that humanity has been utterly destroyed and wiped out. And the only thing remaining are these people, and they're hidden within these walls. But on the outside of the walls are these Titans.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if you're watching the video, you see this fantastic.
This amazing.
This Attack statue
Titan,
is
Aaron Yeager.
Fantastic.
This is one of the
fantastic.
Coolest things
right
here.
It is solid. I have no regrets.
Yeah, this thing comes. Like, I would get this to put next to my Superman statue because, my Superman statue is my favorite thing.
Yeah, yeah,
that, if you guys have seen some of our very, very old episodes, I have it on one of the episodes.
Right.
But this.
And that actually is a very good Superman,
It's great.
Very good.
But this is awesome, man. Yeah. I love the statue, yeah.
Yeah. So the, and it's what we're led to believe when at the start of the show is humanity has been destroyed, and the only thing that's left of it is basically behind these walls, staying away from these Titans, which have destroyed them.
Yeah.
So that's where the story like starts, and that's where it kind of, and we just kind of jump into it.
Yeah.
With them dealing with the effects or the aftermath of, the Titans getting into the wall and dealing with it.
And we're sort of in this somewhat medieval era, kind of steampunkish maybe a little ways.
Steampunk might be a good way to put it.
Because everything's steam powered, it seems like in their city,
Or they have some sort of gas power with their stuff. So it seems like this world it is a medieval style world, for the most
part. Horse drawn carriages and
they
no
do
cars
have cannons. They do have guns to right. some extent. They do yeah. have that. But there's no cars.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, jets. There's no real engines or anything like that. Like you said, everything is like horse drawn, essentially, yeah. you know. And that's the world that we mm-hmm. see.
Yeah.
And then these monsters come in, and these guys, they have no real technology to really defend themselves.
Yeah.
That we can tell. But mm-hmm. they are somehow trying to find a way to fight and live and survive. And they've gotten used to living behind the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
These walls. They've gotten comfortable, and they feel safe behind these walls. And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
And then one day – and really, it's just one day out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because the monsters that they're dealing with, aka the Titans, they're not tall enough to get into or yeah. over the wall. They can't climb it or whatever. But one day, a Titan appears literally out of nowhere that towers above the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Kicks in the gate and is able to let other Titans, you know, these monsters in. And the Titans come in, and all they do is eat people. And again, it goes into that base. Human fear of, you know, not being at the top of the food chain kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the monsters
and that's episode
in.
One, guys.
That's episode one. That's episode one. A lot happens in episode one.
Yeah, yeah. And it's pretty intense, man, those first couple episodes.
Yeah, they really don't hold anything back.
Yeah,
they don't.
Major shock value.
Yeah, it lets you know this is a violent world that that these people are living in.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. But the real interesting, the mystery kind of unravels when you find out or when they start hinting at where these Titans are coming from.
Right.
Where they're coming from, why they're here, and the world's not quite what we think it is.
Right.
And then there's some intelligent Titans with the ones that destroy the wall and attack.
Yeah.
You know, there's some intelligent Titans, which is also another layer. And then it all kind of unravels, and you start to figure out what's going on. And that's where it really picks up steam, I think.
Yeah, yeah. The amazing thing about this show is the mystery.
Yeah,
like you're watching, especially when you're watching it in real time or whatever, when you're watching it, you are trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
when the next episode is ready to go, you want to watch that next episode because you're trying to put the pieces together yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're right there with the inhabitants of this, you know, city, whatever, trying to figure out what is going on and why.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just monsters are coming to kill us and eat us.
And that's it.
But there's a reason. There's something else going on. There's something extra going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're trying to unravel it, you know, and as soon as they get a clue, you're taking that clue. And you're processing it like, what is going on?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get another clue. And then they, you know, there are all these steps forward and back.
Mm.
But you're right there with them.
Yeah.
You know, the people, the heroes of the show the whole time.
Yeah.
So.
And then when I was watching the show, it was good. A little violent, but it was good.
Yeah.
But then when you find out in that first season that Annie basically was that these humans become the Titans, the intelligent Titans. It's like, what the F?
Yeah, it changed. Yeah,
that's
right.
That was a person controlling that.
Right. It's not just some, you know, mindless monster that's coming after you. It's a person.
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
And I was like, dude, okay, now that just blows the doors. Like, what's going on in this world?
Yeah.
I have no clue, but I need to know.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, and again, you're trying to figure it out and you start to speculate, like, okay, it's got to be this, it's got to be that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then it turns out it's not. So you start to deviate. Like, well, if it's not that, it's got to be this.
Mm.
And you're like, okay, you find something that kind of substantiates what you're thinking. You're like, okay, it's got to be this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're following this path. And then it's like, oh, that's not it either. So now you have to – it really keeps you guessing.
Yeah.
Which is – I can't think of how many shows that I've seen lately, especially anime, that – have had me that riveted where you need to see every episode because you do not know what's going on yet.
Yeah, but you want to know.
But you want to know.
This is like one of the first animes in a long time that I've cared about, that I've cared to stick with, you know?
Right.
And I know it took me a long time to watch it, but like once I started getting going, it really hooked me.
Yeah.
So sorry, spoilers.
There are going to be some spoilers here, definitely.
If you have not seen this show, this is one of the few times where I'll say maybe go watch Attack on Titan, the show, first, because usually I don't care. I'd rather you guys listen to us talk about it because
right,
we're super interesting too.
Yeah,
but for this show, I would hate to ruin the magic of what this show is.
Right.
Yeah.
No, and I was going to say the exact same thing. I was going to say if this, again, there are going to be spoilers in this. If you have not watched Attack on Titan yet and you would like to watch it, one of the few times we'll say, go ahead and pause now.
Yeah.
Stop. Come back and listen later.
Yeah.
And all the thoughts you have, you can, you know, kind of rattle them around with us.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, if you haven't seen it and you want to like really watch it and you want to enjoy it, go ahead and stop.
Yeah.
And go watch Attack on Titan. And once you've finished, come back to this particular episode.
Yeah, yeah. I might put a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode just to make sure that this is a spoiler-filled episode. And this,
And we do this on occasion where we'll tell people, you know, spoilers, you know, you may want to stop, whatever, that kind of thing. But this show was done so well.
Yeah.
This is one of the few times where it you really want to be able to watch it as it's happening without any sort of influence.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of misdirecting you or directing you, redirecting you, whatever the case may be.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So make sure you guys do that because this show is worth watching.
It is. It is.
But yeah, let's get into the finale though, huh?
Yeah. Finale? Bit? Yeah.
Are we getting right into the finale? Yeah. Likes, dislikes, positives? Let's go positives, I guess, huh?
Let's go positives.
Wow, I actually didn't even think about it because I watched all of it.
it's all a blur.
It's all one big blur, wow. No, you want to go first?
let me go first with the positives. This is interesting. I don't know what I expected from the ending. Let me put it that way. Talk amongst yourselves. Because it had been such a long time before we got episode, this last episode was episode 30. Mm-hmm. And then even with episode 29, there was like, I feel like there was a pause before we even got episode 29.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a big gap. So I had a lot of things where I was speculating what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
You know, I know at some points I was mad because it hasn't come out yet and they keep postponing it.
Yeah,
because
episode 29 was in March, I think.
It was in March.
And it's November now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. So what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, not happy about that. I guess as far as the ending is concerned, yeah, man, it's tricky.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack. I have a lot of questions about things. But I will say I do like, and this is maybe the darkness in me, the cynical side in me, that the show kind of ends with really not a huge resolve.
Yeah.
Like a potential maybe to see some peace talks, but not necessarily like what Aaron did will fix society forever.
Right. Yeah, I think it did not.
Yeah,
right.
And it's really like, people are people.
Yeah.
And no matter what you do, there's going to be some type of conflict somewhere.
Yeah.
Even if, say, Zeke's plan panned out and they euthanized the Eldians and they all died.
Yeah.
There'd be some infighting with the other cultures. There's still three other, you know, continents as far as we know left.
Right.
That would have I'm sure gotten into some kind of issues, or within the Marlian people that could have been some issues. So I think either way there wasn't going to be a resolve, because it's like the world now, like there doesn't matter what happens, we're not all going to get along, you know.
Right.
There's always going to be wars, there's always going to be discontent, there's always going to be, you know, people oppressed or whatever, you know. And and I do like that the show overall deals with that, like that ethnocentrism, maybe, where people are really obsessed with their own culture and have these preconceived like notions or ideas about other cultures when they really don't know anything at all about it, you know, because like there's this whole conflict is because these people think everyone in parody are these evil devil monsters, right when really they're just people also, you know, trying to survive and wondering why they're getting eaten alive, you know what I mean? So it's like it's really there's a lot of that kind of, I don't know, like there's like a political aspect to it and all those kind of things that are really interesting. And it was a bummer, but I really liked it. It was like, this is the horror of war, of society, of this is what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they're the good guy and maybe nobody is, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think every culture, every society definitely has to do that. They have to say, we're the good guys and we're fighting the evil people over there.
Yeah.
Everybody says that, I think, whenever you go to war, whenever anybody goes to war, right? So, Yeah, this last season definitely does that, and they really it does it all the way up to the end.
Yeah,
like even when the credits are rolling, they're still telling this story, mm-hmm. where the it seems like the story starts to kind of go into the future at some point.
Yeah,
you know, you see the people that are essentially. The story kind of starts off like we were talking, like this whole medieval kind of world going on. And then it kind of turns into something else, and then it expands.
Yeah,
and
it really advances.
Towers grow.
It gets pretty modern almost. Yeah.
But yeah, and the thing is, with that ending, when the credits are rolling, mm-hmm. they show like skyscrapers being built. Like it takes you into like our time.
Yeah.
It seems like it takes you maybe even past that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they still destroy each other.
Conflict is still going on. So yeah. It's
Aaron. Yeah. And you see like Aaron's like grave kind of get buried, and like people forget that this, you know, about this time in the past.
Yeah.
And then it restarts essentially with that kid and his dog finding that cave.
Yeah,
they show
the kid. Yeah. And that's pretty much what happened with Ymir.
Yeah, exactly.
At the beginning. So I'm thinking like, holy shit, this is about to happen again.
It's going to start over, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was really, that was pretty interesting. That was, mm-hmm. and again, this was like just part of the, you know, the credits rolling. It wasn't like, I don't say it was like officially part of the story, but it was just part of the credits rolling. And they showed this kid about to do the same thing that started all this in the first place.
Right, yeah.
Right? And when we see, like, season one, essentially what happened and what was going on happened 2,000 years or whatever in the past. Like, when Ymir first came across this cave and, you know, discovered, you know, the power of the Titans and whatnot.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was – I do – like, and there, I maybe there is no other way, maybe – mm-hmm. no other way to resolve the story other than how they resolved it.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no way to say this without doing spoilers. So like I said, we've told you or we've asked you.
Please.
Yeah. Don't continue if you want to watch this show in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So in 3, 2, 1, with Aaron dying or being killed, there's no way to avoid that, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, I can think of a couple of things they could have done maybe, but there's no way to avoid that. So if that had to happen, I suppose that had to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not too surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You know, as far as positives are concerned, a positive in a sense is there is a decent amount of action going on. Mm-hmm. So if you like to see like the fast paced, you know, when they're using their ODM gear and they're, you know, zipping around and doing all the cool, crazy stuff, you get to see some other past Titans, you know, some reiterations of the past Titans. So every Titan, you know, I don't want to say they look different, but they have their own power set or whatever.
Yeah, it's the 9, right? The 9.
Yeah, the 9. And then it seems like, too, whatever person is that Titan, the way that Titan ends up looking, you know, whatever the human looks like, the Titan's going to look something like them.
Yeah.
So you get an opportunity to see, you know, what some of the different Titans look like in the past, which is, that was kind of cool. I like that. Other pauses about this last episode, I don't think I have a whole lot, unfortunately.
Yeah, which is kind of bummer. But right. I will say one more thing that I did enjoy was that I'm not sure if this was really a big theme, but was like it was about tolerance and like forgiveness because really, like for me personally, as angry and as cynical as I am as a human being, I don't think I could forgive like Bertold and Reiner and Annie for what they did.
It was very interesting that they did forgive them. Yeah,
yeah, like they caused so much death and destruction, havoc, and innocent people.
Yeah.
You know, were killed.
And everything that happened to them was because of them.
Yeah, because of what they decided to do. You know what I mean? And that
ordered to do.
And that's tough, right?
Yeah.
And then they became allies again at the end. And that's kind of like, that's like the decision you make as a human being. If you want to be better, you have to, you know, have that mercy or that forgiveness or whatever. If you want to be a better person and be above the issues in the world, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And I like that they really, I was like, how are they going to get to where they can all be buddies again?
Because
they have both killed everybody like on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, how are they going to be friends again? But, you know, the common issue happens. They team up. They seem to forgive each other for what happened and understand that, you know, two sides of a different coin, basically. And that was really a good moment to show that they were better. They were better. They chose to be better, I think, in this situation, which is something that I probably couldn't do as a person.
Yeah.
But that was a good, like, way to show the growth and then the capacity to be a better human.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. It showed what, you know, human beings have to do, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, too, because of everything that's going on in the world, like, right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So interesting that they aired this, you know, this right time. Now of all times. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it basically shows the two sides. You do have to come together.
Yeah.
Typically, it's to unite against a common foe, you know, sometimes. But the bottom line is you do have to come together. You do have to find some way to get along, forgive each other, or whatever the case may be. And, yeah, these guys, they hurt each other so much back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, the Titans, you know, they hurt humanity. They hurt, you know, so to speak, our guys, the guys that live behind the walls, they hurt them a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because they lost so many of their friends, literally members of their family.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that. And it was all, you know, it stemmed from them. So that kind of, I looked at that kind of sideways, the fact that they were able to get along so well
at
some point. I mean, I get that they were kind of uniting against a common foe, but I'm like, after everything that, you know, so-and-so said and did or caused, you're going to be cool with them like that? But maybe the point, too, is, I mean, or not the point. They did start off as friends.
Yeah, yeah.
At least as far as, you know, the guys behind the wall were concerned. They looked at, you know, these, I'll call them spies, essentially. They looked at them as, you know, as friends. They saw them as friends. And that seemed like they were never able to drop that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even as everything that happened throughout the series, not just in season four, but everything throughout the season, they were dealing with the fact that these guys were their friends and it was very difficult for them to look at them as the enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that was interesting.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, and there were a lot of good things throughout the series. Like just going in, even like going into season one, like I said, this finale I've got some mixed feelings about, but the series otherwise is great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Aaron is the protagonist of the show, or, you know, so he seems anyway.
Yeah, and I think they tried to
redeem him at the end. Yeah, so try to
keep him as a protagonist the whole time, like the one making the biggest sacrifice for everybody.
Yeah,
essentially. I don't know if it came off as very strong the way they did it, but they were trying to keep it to where he was the selfless one the whole time.
Yeah,
and really shouldering the burden, you know, of what had to happen.
And it was cool too because they do show some of the things that influence him. We get to see some of the things that influence him along the way.
Like
his mother is killed brutally in front of him. He ends up joining the military, essentially. He joins the scouts. And when there's a specific Titan that's trying to capture him, the female Titan, as they call it, is chasing after him. And he has, like, some protectors with him. And they're telling him, hey, believe in us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to get you through this, but you got to believe in us. And he's on the fence. He's up and down. Like, should I believe? Should I not? Should I fight on my own? Because he ends up developing a power on his own.
Yeah.
And he's like, should I engage myself? I'm strong enough. I can probably do this on my own. And they're telling him, stick with the plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick with the plan. Stick with us. We've got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he does. And they end up getting killed.
Yeah, yeah.
So then from his perspective, he's like, shit, I tried to stick with the plan. Mm-hmm. I did the right thing. It seemed like it was going to go well. And for the most part, it did.
Mm-hmm.
But something went sideways. And now all the people that were telling me to believe in them, now they are all dead. So from his perspective, from Aaron's perspective, he's thinking, I can't rely on anyone else. You know, I've got to a certain extent, I can rely on other people. But he's feeling I've got to take certain things into my own hands.
Yeah.
You know, so we see this established in, you know, season one. Mm-hmm. We see it in season two. We see it throughout the series. So we see when Aaron, when he eventually starts to kind of turn, you know, into a bad guy, it seems like it's kind of believable, especially if you can take everything into account. There's been a big time frame from when episode one came out to, you know, season four.
Yeah, and even the jump from season end of season three to the beginning of season four, he's already had turned at the beginning of season four. And then, you know, they backtrack and show what happened, you know, which is, you know, good that we find out, you know. So it does track, you know.
It's all good. That was pretty much it, really. I feel like I might start, you know, sliding into the negatives. All the seasons, like I said, the last episode, which I will talk about some more, was a little disappointing for me, in all honesty. But it doesn't, I mean, the rest of the season, the rest of the series is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You get to really kind of get a look at, I mean, I don't know, like humanity in a sense. You know, a person dealing with, you know, all this weight on his shoulders and how he deals with it. We do get to see other, you know, cultures kind of pop up. But there's this great mystery throughout the entire series that you're trying to figure out and go along with. So it's great for that reason.
A lot of cool layers and things that are unveiled as the show goes on.
Right, right.
That really is awesome. But I guess we can get some negatives then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the finale, like you were saying, it wasn't amazing. Like I wasn't over. I mean, we watched it just before we came in here to record. So
right, just a couple hours ago.
Probably
right?
To watch it again.
I mean, I'm definitely gonna watch it again.
But there were like a lot of things that just like kind of like to me, it didn't feel like the rest of the show. You know
big
what I mean?
Time. Exactly.
Like,
it kind of
seemed like I didn't feel like anyone was really in danger.
Yeah.
That was a big one because, like, for the whole show, it's like anyone's going to die.
Right.
And then for this one, I just kind of feel like, everyone seems kind of safe now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, and my big thing too was it, and I see this, I feel like I see this a lot in anime where it just turned into this big spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, all our money. We're going to put it into these scenes. So if you want to see somebody moving fast, if you want to see somebody, you know, doing something flashy and cool.
Yeah.
You're going to see it in this.
Yeah.
Like this. I feel like there was a good chunk of this last episode was them zipping around on their with their ODM gear, doing all sorts of crazy twirls, dodging all sorts of crazy attacks that would have killed them, you know, in season one, two or three.
Yeah. And I feel like there were other battles throughout the whole show that were better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like this one was
felt more risk.
Yeah, this kind of felt kind of phoned in. Like it's just like, well, let's make some more Titans off of Aaron's back.
Right.
And I did
like seeing those Titans. Mm-hmm. It was cool to see other Titans. But like it didn't jive. Like if these Titans were being formed and you guys were fighting them, you would not have lived through it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you guys have a hard enough time fighting normal Titans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I get that they're good and they're whatever and they can fight normal Titans.
Yeah.
But these are like specialized Titans.
Special Titans.
Like
special
you're like just knocking them out like one blow kind of thing.
Yeah, within like within the nine, but they also have like the Hammer Titan ability, which is something they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Really. And then they're
and you're fighting like, you know, 50 different Titans like throughout time kind of thing, you know, different variations of the same nine.
Right. Yeah.
But you're fighting a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's like it turned into a spectacle.
Yeah,
it turned
into
like, here's all the money.
Mm.
Put it all in this like one, you know, 45 minutes of whatever.
Yeah.
And let's give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Let's give them a show. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. And it was like kind of predictable in a lot of ways. Like, when, like Annie decided she wasn't gonna come back. She's like, I'm gonna go live peace. It's like, you're coming back.
Come on,
you're coming back. And there's like a lot. And like, I mean, I don't know. I didn't read the manga, and maybe I wasn't paying attention. But like, Falco turned into a bird for some reason. Like, was there a reason for that, or he just decided to be a bird?
I did not rewatch lately, mm-hmm. like season four.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, because I know like in this last episode, they said, well, is there a flying Titan? Ha, ha. You know, it's almost like a yeah. a dismissive kind of comment.
Right, yeah. Because
like, you know there's not, so yeah. why are you even asking?
And he's the Jaw Titan, and he's transformed once already into the Jaw Titan.
Yeah.
You know, or in the last special.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the Jaw Titan.
And now, now he's there's a flying
bird
Titan.
It's like, how?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. where did that come from?
Yeah, and it was like one of those like, all is lost, and all of a sudden this bird Titan shows up and it's like, right. oh, it's Falco. He figured out how to turn into a bird.
And he's got Annie on his back.
Yeah, Annie's back.
Yeah, so now we got two more Titans.
I really like Annie's character a lot. Like, for some reason, I don't know what it was about her character that I really enjoyed. Even if she wasn't in a lot of the show.
Yeah.
But her motivations, her character, who she was, and her Titan, everything about Annie I thought was awesome. I liked Annie a lot. She's one of my favorite characters. But for her to just like show up last minute, I'm going to be the savior. Yay. Mm-hmm. Like, it was one of those like overused last minute, like, oh, we'll bail you out. And then here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of weird. You know, it's kind of like I was like, that doesn't really satisfy me much.
Right.
You know
yeah. Not at all. I mean, and as much, like drama and intrigue and mystery and like even like in the well I guess in the fourth season how much political intrigue was going on in the show for it to end with a big again with you know a big money flashy spectacle kind of thing going on. And like I said, I get it, maybe you had to kill Aaron. I mean, after the show ended, I thought of like, you know, different ways the show could have ended.
Yeah, I have a couple ways that I think would have been better.
Right.
That we can get into. But yeah, they got really convoluted in a lot of ways. Like I don't understand. Maybe I missed something, but like, I don't understand like the influence of the founding Titan and Ymir's like her. Like her contribution and why like the centipede thingy and like I don't know like it was so Aaron needed Zeke as a blood royal blood to access Ymir right so that was how he used him right so Zeke finally gets killed off, stops the rumbling but the creatures are still on Aaron, and Aaron's controlling them.
Right,
Or, like, and then Aaron, like so is he control? So it was really, because, like, and then Ymir, then, like, they split Ymir from Aaron, and then the centipede thing's out trying to get back to Aaron, but Aaron's still controlling the monster. I was like, who's controlling what?
Right.
What is the, who's doing what to where? Who controls what?
I thought Zeke was out of the equation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Zeke's no longer a factor. Like, Aaron found a way to neutralize Zeke.
And just use Ymir.
And he was just using Ymir.
Because he unlocked the reason why she has been doing this the whole time.
And then all of a sudden, you know, what's his face? Not what's his face. Levi kills, you know, Zeke.
That stops.
Which I was cool with.
Because that needed to happen. Because that was his only thing he cared about.
Right,
was avenging him for Aaron.
So that's cool. I was cool with him killing Zeke. But I was like, isn't Zeke like on our side at this point?
Yeah. Oh, because he's turning some of the people to help.
Right.
And I got lost.
All right. And like, so maybe Levi doesn't know Zeke's on our side. He just saw Zeke and is like, I'm gonna kill him out of nowhere. I'm gonna flash in and kill him.
Right.
I get that. But yeah, I thought Zeke was pretty much out of the equation. It was Aaron and Ymir.
Right.
You know, Ymir is she is, you know, all the Titan powers, you know, housed, you know, it's all through her that all this is happening.
That's what I thought, too. And then so when they split her up and Reiner was fighting the centipede thing.
Yeah.
And then Aaron somehow turned into a colossal Titan, started fighting.
Yeah, he turns into a colossal Titan.
Started fighting Armin. And I was like, wait, well, how did that happen? Is severed. And then why is the centipede trying to get back to? I don't know. Like, what was the line of reasoning there? I got really lost. I don't, maybe I missed it. If you guys know what it is, then let me know. But I couldn't understand if Aaron was influenced by
Ymir
and needed Zeke, or what was
Because that's what it seemed like. Like he was still using Zeke
because of the royal blood,
right?
But then Zeke is gone, so.
And yeah, I thought he bypassed Zeke. Yeah. I thought when he made contact with Ymir himself, mm-hmm. I thought like Zeke's out of the equation, right. and Ymir and I are working together. It's no longer about the yeah. royal blood stuff
yeah.
going on.
Yeah, but he was still needed to do the rumbling or something. Yeah. I really had no clue what was going on. Like, I was like, okay, I don't understand what these pieces are and why they matter.
And how they all...
Yeah, yeah, and just kind of, exactly. I was like, well, let's just hide it in this big crazy fight scene. And people were forgetting about it. And I was like, nah, I didn't forget about it.
Right, right.
Like,
I'm watching.
I'm still wondering. I'm watching it and I'm wondering what's going on. Yeah, that was really confusing to me, that whole thing. Yeah. Sorry, did I cut you off or something? Or?
No, that's pretty much. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
What else was going on that I didn't like? Again, I feel like it didn't. And you said this, it didn't match with the rest of the show. Like the rest of the show, there was a very high quality level. It was very smart. It was very intellectual. Yeah. Like I said, then it turned into a big, you know, flashy, high speed. Whatever,
yeah,
and it just didn't jive with the rest of the series.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, I get that you had to kill Aaron because he kind of came off as a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And then when Aaron is like, "Oh, I did it, so you guys will be heroes," it's like, well, that's not that clever.
Yeah,
in all honesty, I feel like I've seen that kind of thing before. Where, and you kind of feel like with all the stuff that Aaron is doing in season four, like you know he's not. You know he's not, like, quote-unquote, the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he's not doing everything just to kind of destroy...
Yeah. And you know there's a motivation there.
Yeah, there's something behind it. You know they're going to flip it around some kind of way.
Yeah.
One thing that I feel like they... I'm kind of deviating a little bit. Mm-hmm. One thing that I feel like they dropped the ball on, and I have not read the manga, so maybe they talk about it in the manga... Is in the series, they talk about especially in season three, actually, when one of those Titan dies without passing their power on, the power is passed on to an infant, a newborn or whatever.
Oh, okay.
A child that's just born. The power goes to them. So the power doesn't disappear. Yeah. The power just goes to them. With Historia, and they talked about her. I think it was season three, I believe, they talk about her, maybe it was four, they talk about her, having a boyfriend of sorts, someone that she liked, and she ends up, she's pregnant or whatever, and they never talk about this guy, they never mention this guy or whatever. I thought the guy would have been Aaron.
Oh,
like I thought. They never mention, or she never even talks about some other mysterious guy that she's interested in or cares about. So I just assumed when you find out she's pregnant, maybe it's Aaron.
Yeah.
Right. And then they even show, like in the anime in this last episode, when Aaron is basically being killed or he's about to die, they show Historia giving birth.
Yeah.
So
I'm
like, oh shit, they tied it all together.
Yeah. And
like maybe that was part of Aaron's plan. Like he always knew that he was going to die at some point because he could see into the future to a certain degree, and that he never passed his Titan power on to somebody, aka he was eaten by another Titan.
Yeah.
So that means it was going to be born in somebody else. So it was going to be born in his own child. And now his own child, because in order to control the power that Aaron has, that founding Titan, you have to be of royal blood.
Yeah.
So now he's got like Aaron's, attack Titan, which can see into the future and into the past, and he's got royal blood.
Yeah.
Like that's perfect. This child's got it all now. This is the one.
Right.
But they don't do anything with that. They don't play it. They don't do anything with it.
Yeah. And it's just like a throwaway scene, like where it's like later, like 3 years later, there's some guy in the background in the farm.
Right. Like that's who,
the guy.
What?
That's the guy.
They
don't even show really. It's like a shadow.
They never
image
show his face. They
of
never
some
show
guy
this
holding
guy's
a pitchfork, and that's supposed to be the guy who's the
who
dad.
Father, yeah.
And I was like, who is that guy?
Who is this guy?
Who the fuck is,
right. And then they show the child, too. And the child, I was waiting for the child to have like dark hair or something looked like Aaron some kind of way. Doesn't look like Aaron.
Yeah, it's like red or brown hair or something.
Right.
I was like, okay, yeah.
And again, I have not read the manga, and I don't know if the manga pays this off some kind of way or if it's even brought up in it.
Yeah.
But to me, I feel like the show, and man, I really need someone that is At this point, now I can read the manga. I feel like now I'll read it. Now it's not going to spoil anything for me. Mm. Maybe someone that has read the manga, feel free to chime in.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, this was just how it ended. Just like this, which I don't think is the case.
Actually, I watched a recap on once I finished the episode. I just threw a YouTube recap of the ending of the manga on
because
no one else has covered this yet.
Nice, we just did it. Yeah, good.
And the guy was in there was talking about like the showing the images of the last thing. It's very similar.
Wow.
And he was saying like most fans are disappointed with the manga, and he's like. And most fans are going to be disappointed with the anime ending.
Ooh, wow.
And he's right because it's the same. It's a lot of the same shit. Like, all the characters at the end, they get turned into titans and then turned back into humans for no reason. And then like that one guy, the general guy for the Marlians was like, if we survive, I'm never going to treat an Eldian wrong again. And immediately after everything's over, he's like, prove to me you're not titans. We're going to kill you. I'm like, wait a minute. Right. You're going back. Like, that was a great moment.
Yeah.
And a great glimpse into the future.
Yeah.
And you already went back on that.
Right. Yeah.
And, like, and like, he's like, all this stuff happens. And like, Historia is one of the beloved characters of the show and kind of doesn't get anything, like, no payoff in that season. So it's like, all these things happened and they chose not to change it in the anime. Because why? You know, why not? You know, not to say that you should really cater 100% cater to your audience, but like if people didn't like the manga, maybe make some tweaks. You know, you get a second chance. You know, really, you get a second chance. Yeah, you know, and they didn't take the second chance because a lot of the endings are similar, is what it seems like.
Wow,
and it's pretty. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty.
That is disappointing.
Sad. Yeah.
Because the series up until. I might even maybe the second to last episode, because there's the last episodes are episode 29, which came out in March, episode 30.
Yeah.
Right? Even episode 29 wasn't that bad. I mean, things were getting really dicey. I mean, the rumbling's taking place. Mm-hmm. Titans are all over the place, and apparently they destroyed 80% of humanity.
Yeah.
I don't know what the globe looks like.
Right.
I don't know what their world looks like. It's clearly not our globe, you know, but I'm thinking like,
it's a lot
okay,
of real estate,
so,
seems
yeah,
like.
That's
yeah.
a lot of real estate to cover, estate. Guys. Yeah. That's a lot of, I mean, I don't know how long this is taking place, but the more you walk, the more you spread out kind of thing. So like 80%?
Yeah, how many?
Got wiped out?
Yeah, I mean, you guys' walls were big, but those titans were big, so you couldn't have that many titans.
You didn't have that
walls.
Many. I mean, there were a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot because the wall was immense.
Okay.
So it was because even within the walls, there was a lot of area for them to have like farmland, for them to have separate towns.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there were like towns and villages scattered throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot. And then they all, and there were like three different walls and blah, blah, blah. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just walking at like, I don't know, they're like, you know.
Their pace, whatever.
Yeah, their pace is.
Yeah.
Like, you walked across the entire planet?
Yeah.
And you did, and you destroyed 80%. Again, I don't know what their globe looks like.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just only,
they're the two.
There is the island of Parody.
Yeah.
And then everything else is on that other.
On another continent.
It's all bunched
together.
And they're all right there.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Maybe. Yeah.
I get it. But, I mean, so, the math of that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
And then, and then back to the 80% thing, like. Aaron, you could have destroyed 20% of the world, 30% of that. That still would have united everybody against
you. Yeah, I know. 80%.
You didn't have to murder everybody for this, what you're calling this very like noble thing you're doing for your friends.
Right.
Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, there are some other things you could have done, I feel.
I know. Like, maybe walk a little bit slower, take a break, do something.
Maybe make it a little easier for your friends to kill you because
if that was
always
the plan.
It was always the plan. You knew they're going to kill you and you did all this so that they can kill you and be the heroes.
Yeah.
Maybe make it a little easier, make it a little less intense. Like, you already know how it's going to end. And I don't know. I wanted to like the time travel stuff. I wanted to, because that was like another layer that I thought could have been cool.
Yeah.
But like, Aaron was like able to change things in the past and change things in the future. Like, he's able to actually make changes. Like, he even said, he's like, yeah, I had that Titan go eat my mom versus eating Bertolt because I needed this to happen. I needed it to play out.
Yeah,
if you can change that, you can change anything else, can't you? Like, can't you change all the other shit that happened in this? Like,
That's a good point. I kind of got because he does say that. He essentially says it.
Like, I killed my own mom
right
for this future to work out, to play out. And I was like,
if you had that level of control, yeah, you could have done, you know, a lot of things. Because
it seemed like he was messing with a lot of things. Like he messed with a lot of things with Zeke, and he really messed with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think he had something to do with his dad, right?
With his dad. Like his dad was like, Aaron won't tell me. Like he was like, when his dad was like kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Aaron won't let me see the future. He won't let me see the rest of what's going on.
Because he was kind of, because he essentially had his dad kill the royal family, is what it seemed like, right?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that he influenced.
Right.
Couldn't you influence some other things too?
Yeah, and you know? And my thing is like, if you're doing all that influencing for some sort of goal, like I need you to be that guy. I need you personally. I needed him to be the guy that was just so committed to wiping everything or whatever the game plan was supposed to be, and then just not backing down from it. I didn't need to see him. Oh, I did it so I could save, you know, so you guys could be heroes. I would have preferred to see him have the attitude, these guys have effed with us.
Yeah.
We've been behind the wall.
Be killed.
So F all of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to destroy all of you. Not I'm going to destroy all of you guys or some of you guys.
Yeah.
So my friends can be heroes. It's like, fuck you guys.
That's even more tragic for like their best friend to be so corrupted by power, essentially, and kind of misguided by the attempt of, you know, protect everybody, but also becoming evil in a way where it's like, I, you know, fight fire with fire. I need to kill everybody first.
Right.
And that's the way we solve this issue.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, well, now we don't agree. Now we don't agree with how we got to solve this, so we got to take you out.
Right.
And that's an even more tragic, I think, story.
Right. Yeah,
I think that, or, you know, it maybe Ymir's the actual villain, corrupting the Aaron.
Right.
And then when they pull that freaking centipede thing out of him, maybe he's like back to attack Titans. Like, oh shit.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I fucked up
because of that. Let me help you fight.
Exactly. I was thinking the exact same thing. Now let's team up. Right. And maybe then, I can use my other Titan powers that I've absorbed from other Titans. And we can fight.
Maybe that's the ace in the hole. It's like everything, all is lost, and then we separate Ymir somehow.
Yeah.
And you're back to our side.
Right. And Ymir's got 2,000 years worth. Literally, she's got 2,000 years worth of just misery and hate.
Yeah.
She could come out as a big effing hate monster.
Right. Yeah.
And like now, Aaron's like, holy shit, I fucked up. She used me.
Let me but make
now
up for
let's,
it.
Right. Now
yeah,
let's
now
get
let's
her.
Go to, yeah, right. Let's go. Let's
and then you could have ended that any sort of different ways.
Yeah. Aaron still could have died. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But like we're all like now we're all together like we were in the beginning.
Yeah.
Fighting a common enemy.
Right.
And boom, here we go. Let's go to let's do it.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Either one of those would have been better.
Right. Yeah.
Either one of those would have been better. And we didn't get one. Instead we got this like kind of weird sap story.
Right. It,
about
a lot of
love
it was very,
and also
right.
Yeah, which kind of was a little like, I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it, but the whole show was kind of doing one thing and going in one direction. And then all of a sudden, like you get to this very last episode and it just kind of changes. It doesn't really jive with the rest of the series.
Like tonally, story-wise, and it's just like, well, the whole thing is that things could have been different if I told Aaron I loved him. Like,
right,
that's the answer. Oh, and Ymir is evil because of love, of heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I guess, but like, I mean, if that was the case, show us more of that throughout the whole series.
Yeah,
don't point to something different and then choose that as the theme. It's kind of like, I guess love conquers all, sure, but I mean,
I
don't know. Like,
and I know I've mentioned on the show, on the podcast before, talking about Attack on Titan. Like, I know how I want the show to go and how I figured the show was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think, like, I figured I was hoping the show was going to go with Aaron just doing what he thought was right, but doing it in a very essentially evil way.
Yeah.
So we kind of got some of that when they talked about 80% of humanity being wiped out or whatever. So we got kind of some of that. And then how I figured it was going to go was, you know, they were going to stop Aaron some kind of way, blah, blah, blah. And it was, you know, and of course, you know, they did that too.
Yeah.
So I kind of got a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I would have preferred just Aaron, you know, doing what he was doing, you know, whatever, you know, he had his reasons. He was trying to protect his people, his family, and blah, blah, blah. And he took an evil, you know, route to do it.
Yeah.
You know, going against Ymir would have been great. I'm trying to think how I even wanted the ending to go. I can't imagine him ending up with Mikasa because he seemed like he never like looked at her in a way where he wanted to be with her.
Until you find out he did.
Right. And that was kind of dumb too. It's like all of a sudden he was like
this whiny kid.
Oh, I don't want her to look at anybody else. It's like, what the fudge are you talking about, dude? You've known her all essentially most of your life.
Yeah.
And you've always treated her almost like an outsider, even when she was like your quote unquote friend whatever. And I could have gotten on board with it if maybe talking about the whole Ymir thing, if Ymir did something where she was going to kill Mikasa or she was about to die. And Eren's like, wait a minute. I don't want her to die. She's very important to me. And then he's like, wait a minute. I love her.
Yeah. What am I doing?
Right. And then he saves her, whatever. Then I can see them being together. Mm. You know, I would have preferred that she end up with Gene.
Oh, yeah.
Because Gene actually cared about her, actually liked her. Mm. I would have liked to have seen that ending.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, fucking Eren dies for whatever reason because he's got to.
Yeah, he's got to. And I like Gene. He's a cool character.
Gene was okay. Gene was cool. I would have liked to have seen that. But, yeah, it's just the rest of the series was so smart and so mysterious. Mm. And had you on the edge of your seat. And then, like I said, this last episode just turned into, like, people moving fast on their, you know, with on their zip lines and everything. And
more spectacle and more less spectacle, focus right. on
the And then story, they gave you all the cliche stuff. Like, you know, they kind of had their happy ending where Armin and, you know, Eren saw, like, the River of Fire and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's like, you don't get a happy ending. You don't. Yeah. Because even – and that was the cool thing about the whole show.
Yeah.
Right? People were making very hard choices in this situation. Mm-hmm. And you see with Erwin, that's just one of them.
Yeah.
Erwin was the commander of the scouts. If you're listening at this point, you know this already.
Yeah.
But Erwin, like, it was so great in that moment where he's like, I want to see what's in the basement.
I just want to see what's in the basement.
I just want to see what's in there. Like, everything I've been doing, this would validate everything that I believed and that my father believed.
Yeah.
Is in that basement, and I just want to see it.
That's it.
That was his dream,
and
right?
He was steps, man.
Right. And steps, away, steps from away from it.
Yeah.
But it was sad and tragic and good because you don't get that.
Yeah,
and
he
didn't get that because all the other people that had hopes and dreams before him, they died and they didn't get what they wanted either. And that's just the sad reality of the world they were in. They you don't get that happy ending.
And
then they did that with this. They did this weird sort of thing like, oh, we got to see the, you know, the lake of salt, you know, where there's more salt than anybody can, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the river of fire.
You know what? I not necessarily wanted this to happen, but when Armin dies the first time, I was like, oh, man, they're not going to see the ocean together. I was like, that's fucking tragic.
Right.
But stick with it, man. Yeah. That's life.
And that is I think that's maybe not the most important question out of the series, but it's a very important question. Like, who would you save? Who would you save?
That was great. Yeah.
That was great. The series had great moments like that. And then this last episode just was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But who do you save, Armin or Erwin?
Yeah.
Like, who do you save? That is, like, a real question. And maybe I know it's had to have been asked before. I've never seen it online. Somebody's had to have asked it.
Yeah.
But I will put that out there to anybody that's watching or listening.
Yeah.
Who would you save?
And I guess technically with the way it ends, Armin needed to be saved, you know, because he saved the world. Mm. But at the time... I don't even accept that because it could have been different with Erwin. You know?
Right. If Erwin was there, it could have been very different.
And I loved Erwin, man.
Erwin was fantastic.
He was like the only character that never changed his result. Like that, man, that freaking part where they're charging and he's like, save Eren. And that freaking like Titan grabs him and bites his arm off. Uh-huh. And then they're like, oh, no, Erwin.
He's
and
getting dragged away.
He's like, I said charge Erwin as his arm is in this freaking Titan's mouth. He's like, I said charge.
I was like, dude,
I will follow that guy anywhere. That guy, I'll fall to the depths of hell for that guy.
Yeah. And he had a sword in his hand.
Yeah, the sword.
And he could have been like this and tried to get away.
Been like,
but he said, go.
He's like, I told you to charge after Erwin as he's getting his arm bit off. I was like, right. Dude, that's a man right there.
And he's getting dragged away by this thing. Right. He's in this thing's jaw and getting dragged away. And he's like, charge, go. Like, damn.
Oh, dude, this guy is the shit.
Yeah, he was, man, he was great.
I love that guy, yeah.
And then when he, again, in that last moment where he was like, again, like, I want to see what's in the basement. And it's right there. I'm so close.
Yeah.
And he knows what he has to do. And I'm not going to, no, I guess I am, get religious on this. But it, now that I'm saying it out loud, it reminded me of, and I apologize to everybody, this isn't meant to be any sort of sacrilegious thing, but when Jesus was, you know, going to be essentially going to be crucified.
Okay.
And he's like praying, like, God, don't let, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. Now that I'm saying this out loud, it reminded me of that, in that sense where he knows what he has to do, but he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to die. He knows the only way for them to move forward, for them to win, for humanity to take, not even like, to resolve everything, just to get one step closer maybe being able to resolve everything.
Yeah.
He's got to charge head first into death.
Yeah. And sacrifice all the scouts.
And sacrifice everyone that's there with him too. All these people. All these people. And he does it.
Yeah.
And then that, and then Levi gives him that kind of that. That absolve, or it's like, yeah, go and do it. Go and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
The, man, those first seasons were great. Even the fourth season was great, but I feel like the last episode just, it wasn't up to snuff.
Couldn't tie it all together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they,
and that's amazing. The manga was like that too.
Yeah, it was. They seemed like even a lot of the shots were similar, like the angles and the drawings were like the similar as to the anime.
Wow,
I was shocked that they went very close to how the manga ended, because I guess a lot of people didn't like how the manga ended either.
Really,
and so it's just unfortunate in a lot of ways. It doesn't make me think that this anime is any less than what it was, because it overall, this shit was amazing.
It's amazing.
But, you know, unfortunately, to end the way it was, that it did. And I wish it could end in a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird for me to not feel that the rest of the anime is soiled, because it didn't end that great. Mm-hmm. But you cannot take away from how amazing the rest of the show is.
Right, right.
And that intrigue doesn't just disappear. Like, it's like, it's still awesome.
Yeah.
Still especially great moments.
If you're watching it.
Yeah.
And I rewatched it and starting from like episode one, and I was still, you know, and they have a lot of good payoffs in there too. Like stuff that you see in episode, you know, one, for example, there's something that happens is episode like 40. That's like, oh, that's where that came from, or that's where this stemmed from, or that's what, when they were talking about this, they were talking about this, you know, and it ties in so well. But it's not the first time this has happened. I mean, people say that about Game of Thrones, for example, a fantastic series, but the last part, you know, was very disappointing. And it's kind of the same thing. Would I not watch Game of Thrones? No, I would not. Would I not watch Attack on Titan? No, it's still a fantastic show. It's still a fantastic show. Just man, I don't know if it's lazy, or maybe they did too much and they couldn't find a way to land the plane, so to speak.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah,
because they do introduce a lot throughout the show,
right,
especially with like the time travel kind of stuff,
time
travel esque stuff, and there's some other things that
which is a great concept, by
the way. Yeah,
that
it was whole cool.
Remembering something from the future and the past.
Yeah.
When that guy, when the owl was like, "Oh, if we got to do this, if we want to save Armin and Mikasa," then Jaeger, or not Aaron Jaeger, but Dr. Jaeger,
Grisham
Jaeger was like, "Who are Armin and Mikasa?"
Yeah.
And we're sitting here like,
what do you mean?
What?
Yeah, how did he?
What?
Yeah, how does this guy know the name of the kids you haven't had yet with a different woman?
They're not even born yet.
Yeah.
How do you know these names?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, wait, we know.
Yeah.
We know.
That's another level to it. Yeah. And then I think Aaron says that to Zeke. He says it to somebody that he can see when he reveals that, like, he can see the future,
yeah,
the past and the future.
I think he does reveal it to Zeke at some point. Yeah.
It's like one of the powers.
Whoever's had the attack, they never reveal it. Good for you guys.
Yeah, way to hold on to that. Good for you. And Zeke's like, what?
Yeah. What the surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. So, a lot of great things they introduced, but it seems like they introduced too much without being able to tie it all together at the end.
Yeah.
And then they kind of inserted a couple of other things that just derailed it to me, which sucks. But
right.
Yeah. But overall, I do not regret at all binge watching this series over the last 3 weeks, because it is amazing.
Yeah.
Again, I said at the beginning, it's one of the best animes shows of our time.
Yeah.
I think it'll go down as one, regardless of how it ended, you know?
I can't remember being so engaged in a series like, or an anime series, especially like I was with Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
You know, Death Note is great. There's one called, Lelouch? I don't know. It's not important.
Yeah.
But there have been some animes that have been put out where you're just like, you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can't because you don't know everything. You don't have everything. And you are so excited to go along with the ride. And that's what this show was.
Yeah.
I would 100% recommend this. Depending on, you know, whether you're a kid or not, I would definitely say drop what you're doing and watch this show.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Again, the last episode is not that great, but everything else in the meantime,
it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, there's, like you said, no regrets.
Yeah.
No regrets.
Yeah. For me, the last time I felt this way about an anime was Fullmetal Alchemist. Like, that's the last time. And Fullmetal Alchemist, they're both series are good.
Yeah.
But Brotherhood specifically for me is probably my favorite anime, I think. Top, next to FLCL, you know. Mm-hmm. But Brotherhood's like my favorite anime. And that's the last time I felt this excited about an anime.
Yeah.
And Attack on Titan is that one for me now. Because I've been away from anime for a long time.
Right.
And nothing's interested me like Fullmetal Alchemist did. And this feels like that. As far as storytelling, intrigue, you know, not knowing what's going on and kind of figuring out as the protagonist is, and the originality of the story in the world is
caring about the characters.
It's all that stuff. Caring about the motivations. It's all that wrapped into one. That's what makes it a groundbreaking anime. And this is one of those for me. So, 100% drop what you're doing. If we're going to rate the finale, maybe a 70 or something for me. Mm-hmm. Show as a whole, 92, maybe.
I'm just going to throw a number
out there. Yeah.
Well, with the finale, that's hard to say. Oh, man. It's so disappointing. Mm-hmm. Like, in and of itself, it's not too bad. If you like seeing, like, you know, things moving fast and, you know, crazy action shots and people surviving stuff that there's no way they could possibly survive and doing music, you know, they're moving at like breakneck speeds. Mm-hmm. I mean, they always are in those, you know, there's always a thing where they're shooting a line that's off camera and they go flying away. It's like, would you shoot that line? What did that attach to? You guys are in the middle of nowhere. There's no trees, whatever. What do you attach that to get away? Whatever. But in that they're moving like even faster, you know, doing whatever. And, you know, I feel like these guys would have all had like a terrible case of whiplash.
Yeah, you know? I think physically your body can't handle the G forces and the switching angles, the direction you guys are going at. Yeah.
Yeah. Have some sort of neck brace at least, guys. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might give it, just because I can't really think of anything too clever, I suppose. I might give it maybe a 70. Shit, maybe I don't know if I want to go to 65. That might be too aggressive with my disappointment.
Yeah.
But it might be a 65 because I'm disappointed it wasn't very original. You know what I mean? They did all the cliche things where they were, my fear with the finale was they were going to be afraid to really pull the trigger and make Aaron just be like this bad guy and leave him that way.
Yeah.
They had to kind of redeem him a little bit, you know, by the time the series ends.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing that I was afraid of. And they didn't do it. They backed down. They didn't want to leave Aaron, you know, out there like that.
I don't think his reasoning was that great. Like the sacrifice was much bigger than
the payoff right,
yeah.
for me.
I don't know if all that was necessary, man. 80% with those guys?
That's a lot of shit, man.
That's a lot of people. Yeah. That's a lot of people. I was hoping that this is going to be like, yeah, I wiped out the whole world. Everybody's gone. It's just us now.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been like, holy shit, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
But I'm glad, you know, you stuck to whatever you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So, yeah. But overall with the series, I don't know. I mean, I give this like maybe a 97, 98%. Mm-hmm. This is like one of the best. I might give it a 99. This is like mm-hmm. one of the best anime series I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like I said, I was waiting for every episode to come out just to figure out what's going on. And yeah. then when you kind of look back and you watch it again, you kind of feel like, man, how did I not see that? Did I not see that? You know what I mean? You feel like, oh, it's all right there mm-hmm. in hindsight kind of thing. But when you're watching it in real time, man, it is a fantastic ride.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, for that reason alone, yeah, I might give it like maybe like a 98, 99% for the series.
Fair enough.
It's that good.
Yeah.
Is that good?
This is a random question. Yeah. Who are you the most bummed about dying in the whole series?
Let's see. That's tricky. Because a lot of people died.
A lot of people died, yeah. yeah.
That is tricky. Mm. The mom's death is still...
Oh, yeah.
Is still very haunting.
Yeah. It's the first thing you see in this damn show, too. Yeah, it's his mom getting eaten alive, and he watches it happen.
Yeah, haunting. Mm. That's tough. When Hanji, you know, eventually.
Hanji, yeah. I liked Hanji a lot, man. Yeah. She's just so weird, but loved her
quirky,
character.
Right.
But really important.
Yeah, man, and she went out.
Yeah, like a freaking boss.
Yeah, yeah.
I was bummed about Hanji. The guy that saves Eren when his mom gets eaten. He gets eaten by the smiling Titan,
like Hesser, something like that. Yeah,
he became kind of an important character there.
Yeah,
I sucked to see him get eaten alive.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. He was always just kind of kicking. Yeah, the same time that he tried to save
him from. Yeah,
right. And he was like, "I'm gonna go get her."
Yeah, yeah.
Because what she did to
your mom,
and with you guys, I'm a getter. And then he ends up getting taken out by her.
Yeah, and
then
Eren couldn't change, to save him.
Yeah,
which was a bummer.
Yeah.
That bummed me out. Obviously, Commander Irwin. But man, I actually was bummed when Sasha got killed on the dirigible. After the action was already over, and this effing little girl shoots her.
She takes her.
I was bummed out. And Sasha was like, just all she cared about was eating meat.
Yeah.
And,
Sasha annoyed me a lot. I mean, I didn't hate her, I didn't dislike her. But when she was, whenever I saw her, like really, like just whenever I saw her, like just biting into food, it's like, everybody's about to get some of that, and when they have like their big ceremony
before they go to war,
and she just grabs the whole thing of meat and starts biting into it. It's like, just take a slice and go, jeez.
Not her. That's all she cared about was meat. That's the only thing she cared about. And I was like, she's the most kind of innocent and like more happier character, for her to go out.
She grew up hungry, so she wanted to eat.
Exactly.
So I got it.
And
I got it.
As a casualty of war, but not in the sense that everybody else is getting eaten alive by Titans.
Yeah.
Just by like this idealistic kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that, yeah.
And it was interesting too. Like, yeah, those characters, we start off when season four, we start seeing the world from, from their perspective.
Right,
so we're going a lot of ride with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then one of them turns around and kills Sasha, who we've been riding with her.
Yeah, she's been a survivor for a little while, part of the main group. So yeah, I was a little bummed out when that happened. So the show is good like that, to do that. But
man, that's tricky, man. I mean, I'm trying to think who else I was bummed about dying. I think maybe even like the Smiling Titan was weird too, right? Because that whole thing was weird because she was like, even, no matter what, I'll find you or we'll be together or something like that. And then, I mean, she was a victim. They were all just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the worst one, though, is Grisham Yeager. Is that his name?
Grisham. Oh, yeah. Grisha. Yeah.
His little sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was rough. That was terrible. Yeah. And we don't really see it. They kind of show like a little thing here and there, with this little girl that was like innocent of everything.
Yeah.
And then she gets killed.
Yeah.
Like that for me too, that was like, ugh.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up because I didn't even see that coming because that guy was just like, let's get you back to your parents. And he was leading her to get eaten by dogs. I was like, yeah.
Fucking fuck.
Piece of shit. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. That was horrible.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of it in there, but it makes sense in that world. Nothing's, you know.
Fair.
Yeah. Nothing's fair. Nothing's candy coated except for that last episode where everything's candy coated. Yeah.
Yeah, so, anyway. Any last thoughts on Attack on Titan?
Yeah. Great series. Yeah. Last episode.
Totally recommend it.
That we waited around for like years, it feels like.
Yeah. Kenji, make sure he couldn't get into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so maybe he's didn't watch enough of it.
That's interesting. Yeah, Kenji, let us know why you were not able to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, did you only watch like the first episode or two? Or?
Maybe he didn't get to the meat of the show, is what it seemed. What I guess.
Well, crap. Yeah, man, so. I know I've said this before, but if you watch the first episode and you don't want to watch the rest,
that's not good advice.
I stand by that advice.
That's been proven as not good advice.
That proves that you're messed up. I don't understand how you watch that first episode of Attack on Titan. You're like, what the F is going on here? Like, how do you not want to see more?
It depends, though, on the because you don't really learn much other than that there's these monsters that eat people alive.
Right.
And if you don't have the stomach for that, then it's like, well, I don't want to watch more of that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. If you're not thinking forward into what else the show could be about, then that could be it.
Yeah.
But let me know, man. Great example. We're going to get into what we're going to do this week anyway. But just a second, we're getting into that.
Yeah.
I started watching F is for Family like 6 months ago, 8 months ago.
F is for Family. I've heard of that. The comedy?
Yeah, cartoon.
Yeah. That's the one that RJ watched, right?
Yeah. I watched the first maybe 10 minutes of the first episode.
Yes.
And I couldn't finish it. And that was like 7 or 8 months ago.
Hmm.
Today I decided on my lunch break, I need something funny to watch. So I watched the last 5 minutes of that episode.
Yeah.
And then I watched 5 more in a row after that. And I was like, okay, this show's actually pretty funny.
Oh, cool.
I like this show actually. And it is pretty funny. It's pretty good. And it's actually, there's a lot of good layers to it about, and it really gets into his childhood, what it seems like.
Huh.
That advice is not sound.
No.
Because a lot of pilots aren't always great.
Well, I don't know if I would consider like those episodes of Attack on Titan and Game of Thrones. I don't know if those are pilots. I mean, it's the first episode. I don't know if that's like a pilot, though. But I still stand by that statement. Like, if you watch the first episode of Attack on Titan or Game of Thrones and you don't like it, you're not like, what's going on right now?
Mm-hmm. No, see, that's the thing, though. I didn't necessarily like the first episode of Attack on Titan because I don't really want to see people getting eaten alive. That's horrible. But after getting to the part where you start figuring out that there's more than this, these monsters that mindlessly eat people. Then I was like, okay, I'm intrigued.
Now, see, with the whole F is for Family thing, like, I can understand watching it and maybe not finishing it and maybe being distracted or getting into other things and then coming back to it later. That I get. I've done that like a million times.
Well, that's what I did with Attack on Titan. Like, it took me a long time to watch.
And because you weren't interested, you saw the first episode and you're like, this doesn't look very exciting. This doesn't look very good.
I think I watched like the first 6 episodes or maybe 4 episodes.
Right.
And I was like, there's a lot of people getting eaten. I gotta take a break. And then, it took me a while to finish season 1. And then I watched season 1 probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
And then season 2.
Well, it wasn't because it wasn't bad. It's just because you didn't get back into it. It was too intense for you, or you were watching other things.
Yeah, give or take.
But it wasn't because it was bad.
Not necessarily, but if you watch the first episode and you see his mom get eaten alive and you're like, I don't really want to see that anymore.
If you've got a weak, put this caveat with the Game of Thrones.
I mean, you can say it a little less.
No, I'm going to say it. If you've got a weak constitution, maybe watching those episodes will not be for you.
Mm.
If you watch the first episode of either one of those shows and you're like, my tummy hurts, I don't like it, then it's not for you.
That's a little insulting, though. You know what I mean? Like a great example is almost not getting past the episode 6 of Fullmetal Alchemist, where Dr. Tucker turns his daughter into a dog. Like, that's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
That's very
and
fucked
if
up.
If you get to that point and you're still not interested in watching that show, then you got a weak constitution. There's something wrong with you. How do you get to that point? You see that show and you're like, I don't want to watch any more of this.
There's other factors, because here's the thing. If Attack on Titan was just about a show about humans fighting these monsters that eat them and that was it,
yeah,
that show would be trash.
I agree.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it.
And you don't get into any of that information till the end of season one.
But you've got to watch. There's more to it.
How do you know though? Right?
I would assume just from watching the first episode of Attack on Titan, I would want to know I'm a very curious person, right? So I would want to know what else was going on. If the second episode was just, you know, getting eaten. If the third episode was getting eaten, and that's all it turned out to be, then there was no way I would say watch the first episode and keep on watching. Well, the only reason why I say that is because I've seen the whole series and I know.
Right, yeah.
That's why I recommend it that way.
Right. So if your only view is like the first three episodes, which is episode one, everybody getting eaten. Episode, is it two where they join the Corps and they're training?
Probably.
That's pretty boring. Like I think it took me a long time to watch the part where Eren like couldn't balance.
So when did you get interested in Attack on Titan?
When I found out that Annie was the female Titan.
Ah, jeez. Wow. Okay.
I was like, oh, okay. This isn't just about people fighting giant monsters, because that's boring. It's about more. There's a story here. You know what I mean?
All right.
I'm a story guy. I really care about story.
Yeah. So am I. That's man. I don't want to say anything mean because I feel like. I felt like watching it that there was more going on than just monsters. So when
you watched the first episode, were you like, oh, where are these Titans coming from? There's probably more to it. Like, were you thinking that?
I think I immediately thought there was something more going on.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't think that at all. I thought it was about this is about people fighting monsters that are eating them.
Yeah, I feel like I immediately.
Because there's no other indication other than that. It's just these monsters that eat people.
The only thing that we know, the whole point of humanity has been whittled down to whatever is behind this wall. The fact that they're living in like this somewhat medieval style type of world, but, you know, they have these gigantic walls that have been built and all that kind of thing. There were a lot of X factors for me anyway. There were a lot of X factors that I was seeing like, well, why is this? Well, why is that? What's going on with this? Where are these guys coming from? So all that seemed very interesting to me. And again, you have all these other the Titans that you see, they do seem like they're mindless, you know, just things. And then you see these two Titans that appear and they've clearly got an objective. And they're not like the rest. There were so many things that I was curious about when I saw that first episode. I was like, what's this? What's this?
Yeah.
What's this? That's like a Jack Skellington. What's this? What's this? Did you see? Did you watch that movie?
I watched it like 20 years too late.
Right. I
can give zero shits about Nightmare on Christmas. That's
this? What's this? La 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 la. That's how I was with Attack on Titan. So
interesting.
It's all good.
That's cool. It goes back to like a freaking Game of Thrones. Like your pitch was watch the first episode. If you don't like it, don't watch the series.
What did you not like about Game? Okay, I don't want to get into it.
I don't care. Like there's nothing. There's like it wasn't very interesting.
There's nothing interesting about Game of Thrones.
The first episode.
We want to go on record saying that?
The first episode. Okay. I wasn't interested. It wasn't enough to keep me watching the rest of the show. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's cool. Fair enough.
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to hear what was so engaging about the first episode that made that statement. We can do that another time.
But it's
some eggs. There's some puppy dog wolves. There's some families and some shithead kids and...
A lot of shithead kids.
I don't know. I was like, cool. I don't know.
It's all good.
Not my thing.
It's all good. Not your thing. Not your jam. It's all good.
So as I was saying, I watched F is for Family a little bit this week. I started Spy X Family.
Cool.
Spy X Family. I watched like the first couple minutes of the first episode, but I just didn't have time to keep. So I have trouble watching things dubbed, so I had to watch a sub, but I can't watch sub at work. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I watched Nope again with my mom this time.
Oh, yeah.
On Halloween night, yeah. So we were watching that while handing out candy, and my mom really liked it.
Nice.
Yeah, that movie's great. Yeah. Nope is amazing.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I started getting angry about people that were like, Nope sucked because it wasn't scary. I was like,
You weren't watching the movie for the right reasons. Get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah. Go all the way to somewhere else.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you walk into a movie with, you know, and you've just got a lock on your quote unquote preconceived notion of what you were expecting this movie to be. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't do that. It does something different. And you're like, oh, I was expecting something different.
Yeah.
You know, like I know. Right. I know my brother, I think he's okay with the movie now, but at one point in time, he was not a fan of the movie Signs.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think he went into it expecting it's going to be about aliens and, you know, this other kind of thing going on. And that was just, you know, that was kind of off to the side. It was about this guy and his faith is what it really boiled down to. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, so, you definitely got to be careful walking into it. Just and if you got a clutch on what you are expecting this movie to deliver to you.
Yeah.
You can be disappointed with that.
And this statement's going to bite me in the ass as soon as I say it.
Hmm.
But most of the time, it's not the movie's fault. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
I mean, some movies are just bad. That's
true.
We can say that. Yeah. There are a lot of movies that are just bad. Most movies are bad, actually. Yeah. If you think about the amount of movies that come out every year. But a lot of times it's not the movie's fault. Like if you go in expecting to be scared, and Nope isn't really a scary movie.
Yeah.
But then your response is, oh, it was dumb.
Right.
Like, what's the point of the monkey? Like, well.
Yeah, there was a point.
Yeah. Maybe you're the monkey. if that's what your question was. but anyway, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I saw this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that they have, it looks like they have finally started showing Invincible Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
So I am very excited about that. So I did watch that first episode. They kind of, and I don't know how the comic book goes, but they're kind of doing a bit of a multiverse kind of thing going on, which is, you know, multiverse. I've never heard of that before. You see that everywhere nowadays.
Sounds lazy to me.
But what's that?
That multiverse time becoming lazy. It's like it's an excuse.
Yeah. It's
for good writing.
But we'll see what happens with it. Mm. And I don't know if the whole point is this whole series is going to be about a multiverse, or maybe they were just setting something up in the multiverse or whatever for this particular character, and then it's just going to play out the rest of the season of the season. So it may not even be like a thing that's going to, you know,
be a big part of it. Yeah,
right. It's going to be like something overarching thing. But I'm very glad. I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that
it came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did remember that. On. Yeah. I forgot about that it came out. Yeah. But I don't know. I've never really been a big Invincible fan. I've read a lot of the comic books. It just never really like picked my interest. Like I know it's like RJ's favorite comic book and I couldn't get into it.
I love the animated series on Prime, man. I love it.
Even the animated series, it took me a long time to finish that first season. It took me a long time to finish the first season and it's good.
Yeah.
I think I have this like recall from the time I was really into comic books, and Invincible was just not one of the ones that stacked up to what I was reading to me. Yeah. Maybe I didn't read enough of it, but it's in my mind now. Yeah. It's just, all right. But that's probably 100%.
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
If you watched the first episode of Invincible,
not for this one.
Let's wrap it up.
Not for that show.
Even with the big murder scene at the end.
Oh, that's that one? Okay, yeah. The first...
But not the second.
Sorry, the first two arcs of the Invincible comic book are horrible. They're the most boring. They're not at all in the show. Yeah, so...
Yeah, or are they kind of flip it around? No, you're right.
I think. Like the science teacher was...
Yeah, but so. I think that whole thing with the you know, the league or whatever they were they called themselves... I think it was a good idea for them to show that 100%. In the first episode.
Way better.
That was a good idea. I suppose leaving like a mystery that we all know the answer to kind of thing. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right.
Anyway, yes.
That's a talk. We're getting along really long here, so we got to wrap it up. But next week, I think we're talking about Loki Season 2. I think that concludes next week, and that is going to be that. I haven't even started watching the show yet.
I saw part of the first episode.
That's how I feel about starting the episode. So if you're feeling that way about halfway through it, like, I don't know, man. I am one more. I want to go Levi, actually. I had that one last. You want this one?
Yeah.
You want this one here?
Oh, yeah. Switch it up.
All right, you go here.
All right, everybody. We're pouring drinks.
And the giant Attack Titan is blocking the pour.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
See, I think you did your pour. Right.
And
that's what I was about to do. I was paying attention to mine and yours. And I was like, wait a minute. I just need to focus on mine, the pour that I'm doing.
That was so dumb. So dumb. Anyway.
What can you do?
Cheers.
Cheers. Kanpai.
Now it looks like Aaron pissed himself.
Yeah, they've got no
genitals, so.
Yeah, they got no ducks to do that.
Yeah.
Let me drop, sorry, really quick. Let me drop a fact that I think is a case with the Titans. Mm-hmm. Now, the Titans are designed, when Titans throughout this series, they eat people.
Yeah.
There's no need for them to eat people. They don't digest them, mm-hmm. right? My theory, because they're basically there to kill the people. That's what they're basically designed for. Yeah. So they can kill them just by smashing them, hitting them, doing whatever. Mm-hmm. But they decide to eat them. Why do they eat them? I think instinctively, they know on some level mm-hmm. that if they eat the right Titan, they can save themselves. They can be cured. Mm-hmm. They can turn back to normal. I think there's some instinctive thing is the reason why they eat people as opposed to – I mean, one, it's just scary.
Yeah.
You know, and they never say this as far as I can tell in the manga or in the anime. They never said it. But it makes sense to me.
It's a numbers game. You eat enough humans.
You're right. Yeah,
one of them might be
right. And if they're clearly they have an animal mindset. They're not intelligent. So if they see, I'm going to eat this thing, and maybe that's going to fix me or help me, or it's going to be what I need, you know, to fix myself, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like I said, I think it's just something instinctual. They don't know. Oh, if I eat the right one, I'm going to turn human. They're just like, I know I need to eat another human.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what they're doing. So
I see.
Yeah. So they never said that. And as far as I know, they never said in the anime. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they ever said in the manga, but they should have. And if they didn't, that explains everything. That explains why they do what they do right here on Geek Off the Street.
Yeah.
That explains it.
We solved it.
That explains it.
You're welcome.
But anyways. Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to be it for our talk. It is. Make sure you guys follow along for Loki season 2. We're probably going to spoil much because it's going to be a straight up whatever show, I think. Yeah. I don't want to put my preconceived, ideas about this series coming up, but
we'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I heard they canceled Daredevil. I heard they're not doing that.
Oh, canceled?
I heard canceled, but we'll see. Or maybe maybe they'll reshoot it. We'll see. Anyways.
I also heard that Echo, the show coming out, is supposed to be super brutal and violent, but they said the same thing about Moon Knight. I won't hold my breath. I'll probably suffocate and die. That's it. Then, huh?
Yeah, we covered Attack on Titan?
Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for listening to us. Mm-hmm. I got lost.
We're on Gotspot.
Oh, yeah. Gotspot everywhere. Geek Off the Street. We didn't do shout-outs or that. So
that's good.
Yeah,
that's
good. But we had to talk about Attack on Titan. It's a big thing to talk about. That's going to be it.
Yes.
Yeah. My name is Trent.
And my name is Mark.
And this has been
Geek Off the Street.
I wish, man, I couldn't find my fucking jacket.
I'm sorry.
It would've been cool if we both had a jacket, man.
That would've been cool.
Yeah.
You have been listening to the Geek Off the Street official podcast hosted by Trent Tucker and Mark Pope. It is produced by Struggling Dreamer Studios and Mark Pope, executive produced by Self Guard Training, and music written and produced by Eric Tucker.
It's only 10:30. Not bad.
I really don't care. I'm just thinking I should probably eat something real. I haven't had anything to eat in these last 2 days.
Except candy.
Well, Friday, I ate Halloween candy, and today's Saturday, and I ate Halloween candy.
You just didn't feel the need to eat food, man? Or?
I ate candy when I felt hungry. Probably not a good idea.
Man, how are you not feeling sick right there now?
Like I said, it probably is not a good idea.
Yeah.
It's probably going to catch up with me later.
I'm pretty angry. I'm pretty angry when I don't eat, so.
Yeah, I get hangry too, but typically if I make the cravings go away, then
by eating candy,
by eating something, the cravings will go away.
Oh yeah, it trick your body into
thinking there's something good going in, and it's not. Bad thing is I had there's fruit in there too.
You could have chosen the fruit.
Yeah, but it's bagged up. But I should have put it in the fridge. So I opened up one of them. I started eating it. I'm gonna eat some fruit. That's good for me. And it tasted like alcohol almost. Not like rubbing alcohol, but like I can tell, like, it was turning
into wine.
This turning into toilet wine, essentially. So I was like, oh, this probably isn't good. And as I finished the bag, and then one of the bags is like puffy now. You know how when you blow up a bag?
Oh, yeah.
So one of the bag is puffy. So like it's clearly like.
There's some chemistry going on in there. Yeah. Or some alchemy, thing, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Something.
Yeah, yeah. So I figure, yeah. I probably should have put the shit in the fridge.
Nice. And
all this, healthy fruit is gone.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck eating Twix and Skittles.